Yes. Here come the girl. It's Sadie Nine. Here come the girl. And her
loud women.
My loud women today are
Leanne Jarvis
and
Nikki Bannerman.
Brand new voice for you here on BBC Essex for the Loud Women show. Lovely to have you in, ladies.
Yes, thank great you, to Sadie. Be here again.
Now, thank goodness you're in, Leanne, because yes. You were going to be in last week and then something came up because you're a busy lady.
Yes, yep, I have been lately.
You have been, but I let you off because I love you to pieces.
I love you too.
Other pieces, I drop them like a stone, other women. They're gone. Who was that? They ring up and say, can I come on? I go, who is that?
You. I had a press shoot though. It was at Hackney Empire Theatre. It really wasn't my fault. I messaged you. I voicemailed you. I Facebooked you.
I let you off. Don't you
just
worry.
Just to make sure.
I just keep on about it so that I've got something over you for the next sort of few times. So when you're a massive star, I'll be able to say, Leanne, do you remember?
Yep. Payback.
So fabulous to have you in the studio
yes,
once again.
Thanks for having me.
The Voice, of course. And Nikki Bannerman, a brand new voice for us.
Thank you. Great
Tell
to
us
be
a little
here.
Bit about yourself.
Oh, thank you. Well, I do PR and marketing as a consultant, and I'm on local community radio as well. Can I say the name of
yeah,
it? It's Leisure FM 107.4, community radio station that goes from Tiptree to Colchester.
That's brilliant.
News and events team, love it.
We love community radio. We love hospital
Fantastic.
Radio. We love all that radio because we love radio. End of story.
Exactly. That's why we're all here. We love it.
There's a few stations we wouldn't let you mention, but we'll let you mention.
Thank
those.
You. There.
So a pleasure to have you
Steve
on board.
Be pleased. Thank
now,
you.
If I've got new listeners listening who are actually going, hang on, she doesn't have guests in. She just does her own show and it's only we're the guests. Well, on a Friday I do. I have two ladies in from Essex and we just basically have a gossip really. I mean, we're supposed to be plugging things but we don't, so we just have a gossip and chat about things. But we would love you to join in. So just imagine it's like Loose Women, which I've ripped off and called it Loud Women.
Fair enough.
There's no surprise about this. So just imagine you're listening to a couple of women, a few women who are gossiping away and you'd love to join in but you can't because that's the British way of doing things. We don't join in, do we?
No.
Well, today you can. So we love to have your thoughts. 0300 200 40 41. So ladies, come on. Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey. It seemed to have come out years ago, didn't it?
Wait. I heard you say
come on
this
then.
Morning telling us you had all three books.
All three? I've
you
only read one of
three.
Them.
Oh, have you not?
I've only got the first one. I must confess, actually, when I bought it and it came out probably 2011, was it?
Yeah.
3 or 4 years ago. I was a bit self-conscious about buying it.
Mm.
And I was in a well-known supermarket and I did actually tap this lady on the shoulder who was filling the shelves and asked her if she'd put it in her basket, take it to the till for me.
No.
Yes. So how
no.
times have
you
changed.
Felt
it's freedom of choice. It's more accepted to talk about it now. And actually now I think I'd just put it in the trolley and read it on the tube.
That's the thing. I don't think I've ever like read it anywhere. It's hidden under my bed. It's holding up the bedstead. But anyway, but what about you, Leanne? Have you got...
I've read half of the first book and then I lost the book. I misplaced it and I couldn't find it. But what I read of it, oh my God, amazing. So I can't wait to watch the film. And the lead guy in it, oh my God.
He's quite really? Cute, isn't he?
He is gorgeous, yeah. So I can't wait
you
to watch
going,
the film.
So you would watch it, yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
Would you go
can't
with
wait.
Someone or on your own? Have you got a partner you drag along with you? Or will it be a girly fest?
Well, honest, I'd rather go on my own. I'm joking.
Really? Oh my goodness.
No, I wouldn't. I'd go with like a girlfriend probably.
With a girlfriend. I think
go with my boyfriend. He doesn't like things like that.
No,
so.
He's not,
I haven't heard of any men going actually.
No,
all of my
it's
girly
quite
friends
a girly
said,
thing.
No, they're all going for a bit of giggle with the girls. Or I think I'm going to buy the DVD actually.
Yeah, well, that's that would be easier to like watch it at home. But it's a bit like
your own time.
I did mean
exactly.
I did mean to read it, but then I actually thought, do you know what? I don't think us girls should be reading this. I think men should be reading it.
Yeah, getting some
tips. Because there were some good ideas on there, wasn't
100%.
There?
100%.
I only got halfway through and I actually thought, oh, actually.
I know. Why didn't any of us finish it?
I'll leave that page open underlined. I mean, really, you know, it's like it's and we were talking earlier, and we were saying, well, you know, it's not that well written, apparently, and that has been the main criticism. It isn't. I mean, it didn't grab me. I kept realising, I was thinking, have I taken the washing in? And I'm thinking, I shouldn't be thinking that. I'm reading supposedly a sexy book.
I definitely wasn't thinking that.
Well, you're not.
Mind you, I do admire an author who's sold that many books worldwide. Yeah. 70 million, is it? And 52 languages around the world.
Yeah, I don't think the writing is that great, but it's the story, isn't it?
It's the story. And also having the guts to do it from a woman's perspective.
Curiosity.
And not have it as, like, the woman is the powerhouse. And I know that some people have said it's 50 Shades of Abuse.
It's ridiculous.
And I do actually think that we are, you know, I don't want to be thought of that I'm a woman and I can't stand up for myself, because I can.
But it's not directly to every woman. It's just one story of one woman.
Yeah.
It's not saying that you have to do your sex life like that. It's just exciting because it is quite different. And, you know, it's something, it's for open-minded people. The people that say, oh, it's abuse, and it's just that, well, don't watch it then. They're not saying for you to do that and that's how you should live your sex life. That's just how the film is and how the story is told.
Did you feel when you read, because I've got through half, about that.
Yeah,
did you
too.
Feel like she was made to feel sort of subservient and it was...
Yeah, I love
whatever?
It.
Really?
I love it. But I think in real life, I think that fantasy is great. But I think in real life, I'd be like... Don't try to control me.
Well, that's,
you know,
that's
where you have
to realise
it's
a fantasy.
Exactly.
It is a fantasy. So what do we think then, Nikki? What do you think?
Well, it gives people something to talk about. I mean, it's everywhere. Everyone's talking about it, all ages. It's acceptable to talk about now. And I think that's what's interesting. I'm not going to go and see it, actually.
Are you not?
I'm not going to
Not
see
even
it,
on the DVD?
Oh,
would
I can't
you
wait
see
to
it?
See
oh,
it.
No, I can't wait to see
can't
it.
Wait.
I might drag. I thought, how funny would it be to drag Al along and tape him as we like watching it?
I thought you meant tape him up.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
Now, enough about my private life.
Yeah, but exactly. The Fire Brigade had said that they were a bit worried this weekend, weren't they? Especially as it's Valentine's.
That people may get stuck with, what are those tie things and stuff like that?
They said that, certain shops who sell cable ties and
ropes.
DIY places. I was very good there, wasn't I? I didn't say the name. Shops, DIY stores, apparently, they've got to get more rope and cable ties in ready for the weekend. I'll be down at my local DIY store at the weekend.
So what's really good about this is we've got Leanne, who definitely can't wait to see it.
Yes.
And we'll probably go with a gang of
young.
And we've got Nikki, who's saying, no, I'm not going to bother about this. This is not my cup of tea. There's me sort of saying, I want to drag my other half to it. But what do you think? 0300 200 40 41. Text the word Essex in your message to 81333 and email loudestwomaninthewoold@bbc.co.uk. Sadie Nine and her
Loud Women.
My Loud Women today are
Nikki Bannerman
and
Leanne Jarvis.
Leanne Jarvis, of course, who's famous from The Voice and is now going into a big production, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later on, so get your pens and pencils out and ready, and also your checkbooks out, because I'm pretty sure you'll want to book a ticket to go and see her. Boston, More Than a Feeling on BBC Essex. Taking your calls 0300 200 40 41. It's Friday. It's Friday, so it's Sadie Nine and her
Loud Women.
My Loud Women today are
Leanne Jarvis
and
Nikki Bannerman.
And we're taking your calls 0300 200 40 41. And you can text the word Essex and your message to 81333. And you can email loudestwomaninthewoold@bbc.co.uk. Remember, you can also Twitter me. I love to have your tweets as well, and I have tweeted out who my guests are, so I look forward to hearing what you think of them. So do give us a call. So we're talking about 50 Shades of Grey today.
Ooh.
And joining us is one of my favourite ladies. She is a regular on this programme. We love her to pieces. It's Con from Southminster. Hello, Con.
Hi, Con.
Hello,
hi, Con.
Good afternoon, loud ladies.
Hello, Con. How are you?
Great to have
bad.
You.
I'm thinking, did I start to go white at 30 because of all this?
Is that what happened?
No. Well, I'm thinking bondage. And I thought I might put a thing outside and put my shed, which is full of farm implements.
Goodness me.
I think... It's each to his own, isn't it?
Fair enough. Freedom of choice, isn't it?
Or his own.
Do you know, Con, that there is a Twitter called 50 Shades of Grey.
Is there really?
Yes, which I follow. And there's also one, 50 Shades of Gran, which is Stephen Fry,
well,
which is...
I think the only thing I could manage was 25 Shades of Rainbow.
Has Con read the book? Can we ask
Have you,
her?
Con, it? Have you read it, Con?
No, but I mean, I can hear Ms. Tans mention little things.
Have you?
But I mean, my sons are quite open with me and I'm quite open with them.
Did you get into all this at your time, you know, when you were creating your sons, Con?
I'm 91, but I'm now 19. I've reversed it.
Good for you.
That's why I love you, Con.
At 19, you're very much in love.
Oh, I don't know.
Bless you.
I don't know about love. I think you're in lust.
Yeah.
I think at 19, all those hormones are racing.
I think I was about 40 till I found out what lust meant.
Bless you.
Anyway, I've got a new phone and I've been climbing up the wall because I was getting incoming calls but I couldn't call out.
I wondered where you'd been, Con. I was going to send Jack round, find out how you are, because we hadn't heard from you for a week.
I hope you're all well.
And we are.
Thank you, Con.
I quite like the way Al laughs.
Yes, he's got a good laugh, hasn't he?
He's got like a deep laugh.
He's one of the only men in my life who've made me laugh so much that I've spat my tea out like, over everything. I mean, he does make me laugh. And my teeth come flying out as well. Con, thank you so much. I wonder if anyone's finished with their copy of 50 Shades of Grey that we could send one to Con and get her to review it.
Is she going to the movie, though?
Well, Con, are you going to go to the movie?
Well, perhaps I'll die happy with life.
Oh, definitely.
So we'll call them What Pushes Your Button and we'll leave
it
there.
And it's interesting her sons have read the book.
Yeah.
Because we were saying it's more for women.
And I know, but I think it's good for the blokes.
It is good for the blokes.
I think if you wanted a woman and you wanted to be able to know, you know,
Go to the cinema this weekend.
I'm wondering how they're going to film it because it is extreme.
It's very extreme.
How they're going to film it? Mm. I can remember my entire sexual education came from Cosmopolitan. I missed all the weeks because I was off school having my tonsils out when it was all our sex education, and so I missed everything. I went back to school and they were talking about French letters. I thought they all had pen pals. I mean, literally, I did. Con, thank you so much for your call. Michael's in Maldon. Hello, Michael.
Hello there. How are you, Sadie? You all right?
I'm all right, yes. My ladies, they're well.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, ladies, yeah. Well, I've actually read two of the books.
Well done.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I never got around to the third one because it got a bit same-ish by then.
Mm. Right.
I guess really, I might not be Christian Grey, but I'm more like Earl Grey because I'm in my
60s. Earl Grey, I like that.
I guess what I'm going to say is, all right, girls, let me have a chat. I think there's a stigma over going into the chemist and being afraid to ask for a packet of condoms. I mean, let's get a life. If you watch most of the films now, over 15, they are so violent.
Yeah.
They're dreadful. So what's wrong with showing something a bit sexy, you know? I mean...
Will you go and see it?
That's life. Sorry?
Will you go and see it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've read the books and I read them openly in public. I didn't kind of hide them somewhere and I think...
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
2015, let's just get on with it.
Exactly.
And the fact is that, you know, she's so successful selling books that kind of Jackie Collins done years ago, but because it's so been so hyped up, she's just got more and more fame. And people will be queuing to watching the film.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch it. Not a problem at all. But so let's just get into 2015 and just, you know, get life. It happens. This is the real world. And
I'm kind
of shocked, really, that, you know, the films are so violent now. And if there's a kind of nude scene, if you go back to BBC years ago when they were showing Lady Chatterley's Lover, people were queuing up. I remember seeing something called News and my dad was in the queue.
Yeah. Really?
Did you tell him you saw him? People want to see it. That's the thing.
Like father, like son then, really, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah, like father, like son. Well, come, let's get a life. Let's go and watch it and just forget the taboo. Yeah. And this is 2015.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let us
Michael,
know.
Michael, a really, really good point. I thank you very much indeed. And I thank you for speaking up for the men to be able to say, yeah, go and watch it. It be fun. And I agree as well that, the little bit of porno, and we're not really, to be honest, we haven't got time. I wish we did have more time to watch stuff like that, but we don't. But the stuff I see is violent, and I actually feel it really downgrading for women because they show certain things. And you look at it and you go, as a woman, would I want that? And it's the biggest turn-off in the world. And I don't know why they do it. And unfortunately, the more and more it's coming out, we're hearing that more and more young women are going down certain lines and certain roles and allowing certain things to happen, which is actually not good for their bodies.
No.
And in the future years to come, there will be problems. I was talking with a doctor friend and he said there are problems with doing the sex acts in a different way. There are problems with it. And now it's becoming so usual and so normal through this that, you know, why not have a good old sexy film that just seems a bit normal? Should we have a little listen? The UK premiere, of course, was held last night in London for this long-awaited film adaptation of 50 Shades of Grey. It stars Jamie Dornan and Dakota Johnson. They walk down the special grey carpet. You'll be there next. Leah.
Hopefully.
Jamie Dornan, who plays Christian Grey, says he definitely felt pressure to meet the fans' expectations.
Mm-hmm. Are totally aware of how many people, 100 million people have read the book. That's a lot of people who already have a built-in opinion on what you're trying to do. But Sam, our director, had this amazing ability of like blocking out all of that. So we could just focus on the work, go to work every day and just like make the best picture that we could.
Go to work every day. Well, I bet that was a hard job for him. Very difficult.
I can't believe he's Irish.
I know. And yet he must be American in the film, of course.
Must be, yeah.
Because so taking your calls on that, are you going to go and see 50 Shades of Grey? 0300 200 40 41. Have you read the book? Do you think it's appalling or do you think why not? And it's a little bit of liberation. Or do you think that, no, it is 50 Shades of Abuse and you don't think it should be out there? Your calls, text the word Essex in your message to 81333 and email loudestwomaninthe world@bbc.co.uk. I shall also, after the next piece of music, be asking my ladies what they're up to for Valentine's Day. Ooh. Ah. And does the Arf remember? That's the question I've got tomorrow. Has he remembered? Be funny. It's Friday, coming up to 20 to 2. It's Sadie Nine and her
Loud Women.
My Loud Women today are
Nikki Bannerman
and
Leanne Jarvis.
And of course it's me, Sadie Nine, sitting at the helm, and we're taking your calls 0300 200 40 41, or you can text the word Essex and your message to 81333, which is what Joe's done. Hi Sadie, I would not go and see 50 Shades of Grey or read the books. I'm not that sad. See, I think that's sad to think it's sad that we could actually get a bit of pleasure out of something that's a bit of nookie. Why not?
Why not?
Men have been having it for years and it's almost like, oh, women don't need that. Yeah, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually.
And reading for a woman is much more, what's the word?
It's
actually proven, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's the thought. With women, it's the mind. Oh, do you know, it's funny. Because a friend bought me this DVD once for women. It's like naughty stuff for women. It's not hardcore or anything at all like that. But it was all about, you know, the window cleaner outside doing the job, and she's looking at him and he's got, to be honest, not a lot of hair. Let's be honest. I just did have a laugh. But, you know, something like this, it's a little bit more and you sort of get your brain thinking.
Yeah, and
juices
I think
flowing.
With films like Magic Mike, for instance, that's about a stripper, and Channing Tatum's in it, and he's just absolutely gorgeous, and the girls go mad about it. But there's so many films that you've got the sexy lady or maybe a female stripper. You don't really have films for the women. So it's quite nice to have 50 Shades and Magic Mike films like that for ladies to get excited and look at men like a piece of meat for a change.
Oh, I shall give you that for that.
Well, to be fair, 50 Shades is a little, I haven't seen the film and I haven't read all of the book, but I think he does really love her, doesn't he? But it's kind of
dominating.
She's very submissive, yeah.
But if she likes that,
exactly.
That's the thing. Let's read another text here. 50 Shades of Grey isn't the first explicit film and book to hit this country. There was a book and then later a film called Fanny Hill that was set back in the Victorian era, I believe. Yes, I believe
Fanny
you're right.
Fanny Hill.
Yeah. Well, there's always been naughty stuff, but there hasn't often been much naughty stuff that's aimed at women. No. I think that people just thought that we didn't sort of like it or need it or felt, as Joe said, that it's sad.
Yeah.
On the Facebook here, this is talking about noises through your walls. We had a neighbour who would put on a record onto repeat and then go out for hours, says Jenny. It's naughty, isn't it? I'd never do something like that. Anyway, moving on. Text the word Essex. I only ever did it once. And I'm sure that wasn't my neighbour who came on to tell me off for that. Anyway, Vicky Jones is listening to us all. I love you, says Vicky Jones. She's going to be on very shortly as well. Vicky Jones, she's our songwriter extraordinaire.
I love Vicky. Yes, she's a friend of
you
mine.
You were with her, weren't you?
Yes, Vicky's
exactly.
Lovely. Hi, Vicky.
Then she's off for school at the moment because she's a teacher as well. Yes, she comes in and talks about her bucket list.
Yes, I know. She's been doing very well with that.
And it's getting longer and longer. Yeah. I mean, it's not like she ticks them off and says, I've done it. She comes in and says, I've added on another 50.
Yeah.
She's only young. She's got nothing
Start
wrong with
young,
that.
Why not?
Why not? She's getting it all done. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But taking your calls, 0300 200 40 41. But talking about you for a minute, Godspell, Leanne.
Yes.
So you're going to be in Godspell. What part have you got?
Well, it will be... Like, I'll be playing myself. So the previous production, she's called Anne-Marie.
Right.
But we've got permission from Stephen Schwartz, and he's the composer of Wicked.
Right.
And he's done, he's the composer for Godspell as well.
Right.
So obviously it was in the 70s with David Essex in the West End. They did a Broadway revival a few years ago, and now they're bringing it back, basically. So they did it at the Lyric Theatre last year in May, and it was a massive, massive success. So they're taking it on tour. So, it starts off 4th and 5th of April this year at the Hackney Empire Theatre, and then we go all around the country for 3 months. So it's a three-month tour.
Exciting. And you're sure to be coming here to Essex.
Yes.
They did try and get the Cliffs. They did try and get, but we couldn't get the dates apparently. So really sad about that.
End.
I know. We're all like, it would have been so good, because obviously I'm from Southend as well. But they couldn't get the dates. So obviously we've got ones in Hackney and London way. So
we'll all trek into
south.
You.
It'd be really good. So with Stephen Schwartz, obviously, I think he's flying over as well for one of the performances, which would be amazing.
Exactly.
And he's actually gave us permission to use our names for this production.
Right.
So it's very exciting. So I'll be called Leanne in the show, but I'm singing Day by Day, which is one of the most famous songs in the show. So I didn't know much about it, and then I've kind of, you know, it's in the 70s.
Got a little preview with you.
We've got Russell Scott and Mark Pettit, who are the producers and MD of the show. Well, Russell's the MD. I got the part. I auditioned. I've got a new agency, Top Talent Agency.
Right.
And Warren, who's my agent, they're amazing. And they've basically been so, so good for me. And they got me the audition, and I can't believe I've got the part. So
I'm absolutely
so
thrilled
exciting.
For you.
Yeah.
Because
so
you were a star on The Voice. You really were. And how you did it.
Voice.
And she was so good on it. It was amazing. I did used to have a clip of you, but I can't find it now.
Yes. Your new
it's on
system.
YouTube.
It's on YouTube,
Yes, it's on YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually got over 2 million views now, the Blind Audition.
Well, they all turn around, didn't they?
Can't we get it off YouTube, Jack, so we can have a little snippet of it? Can we try that?
My dad said the other day, he's a massive fan of the show, my dad, as you know. And he said the other day, he was like, you know that video has gone, the YouTube video is over 2 million views. I was like, really?
That's crazy.
And I looked and I was like, oh my God. Quick. Yeah. So, really, really amazing. So, hopefully, I get that on my own YouTube channel.
Well, I was going to say,
Leanne Jarve 1, I think it is. My YouTube channel.
Yeah. Exactly. Shouldn't it be as well that you should start getting money from it over it once it goes
well,
over a million
Well, no,
or something?
No, because it's from the BBC own it. Yeah.
Oh.
So, and it's copyright of the song.
Oh,
so, if it's your own song on your own channel, you can get money and stuff for it. But with Godspell, it'd be great if people. You can buy tickets for it. It's going to be an amazing show.
Now,
it's Godspell in concert, so it's a live band as well on stage.
Excellent.
And Russell, the producer and MD of the show, is conducting the band. And then there's the principal cast. There's Andy Abraham from The X Factor.
Yes.
Met him at the press shoot last week. He's so funny. He's brilliant. Jade Ewing, who's Sugar Babe.
Oh, right.
Yes. And she did Eurovision as well, come 5th. In England, she's amazing.
Voices.
Yeah, gorgeous girl, gorgeous voice. So she's in the show as well. And you've got Tom Senior, who's playing Jesus, who's currently in Jersey Boys in the West End.
Oh wow!
And then little
old
me,
that's
the part of the principal
you're
card.
Right up there.
Yeah, oh god,
so
girl. Girl. So
me. 2 million hits.
Oh yeah,
wow!
If I were you, I wouldn't.
I'd rather
talk
be
to
a sugar babe.
No, I wouldn't talk to him all. I'd be big star. I'd star it. I'd actually go. Yes, do you know who I am? Excuse me. Do you know who he is?
Amazing.
He's coming to join us.
How are you? You okay?
I'm good, thank you.
Working with Jesus. Now, that's a big call, isn't it?
I know. Can I say the website that where you can get the tickets from? Because it's all different dates from April right the way to July. But it's www.godspellinconcert.com. And then there's all the information about the dates and venues. And you can buy the tickets through that, yeah.
Fantastic.
So very exciting. Yeah, please come and watch.
Support our Essex girl. That's what I say. Give her a massive cheer when she does her day by day. Oh, lovely.
Oh, I love that one.
Can you give us just a few seconds of it? Go on, go on.
Day by day, day by day, oh dear Lord, three things I pray. Thank you. Oh, you haven't warmed up or anything today.
No echo.
You put me on the spot.
echo needed with them.
No, exactly. Yeah. Just come and sit with me for 3 hours. Yeah. Keep your company for a bit.
Do you know, we often say, don't we, Tony, that we love to have people who can sing on the show, who will sing on the show, because it shows they're singers.
Yeah.
Because I sing a bit myself. And it's no problem.
We should do a little duet one time, Sadie.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Live on air.
I think we should do it live on air.
We'll have a go. Next time you're in your practice and
we'll
all
do
that.
A bit of I Will Survive or something.
Your agent will probably say, no, you're not.
Yeah.
I listened to that interview and you're not doing that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Some singers are actually really shy about singing if they're not ready.
Yeah.
It's really odd.
Straight in there. That was amazing.
That was incredible. Really, fair play to you. There's no stopping you now.
She's off.
If you see a girl walking down the street today,
singing away.
Singing away to herself in the shower.
I just think that singers can sing. They just sing. And if someone says, oh, I've got to go and prepare you, actually go, you're not a real singer. I'm really sorry. That's my thought. I'm sorry. But maybe shy.
If you think you can't sing, though, just go into the bathroom. Right. Everybody sounds good in a bathroom, don't they? The moment you're in the shower, you sound great.
That's where Pavarotti used to train, didn't he?
Is that true?
Well, yeah.
It's amazing what you can do with a loofah, isn't it? I always think. That's how Luther Vandross got his name, you know.
Oh, no.
He was in the bath, wasn't he, one day?
That's a great
name for Vandross.
Ridiculous. He's come in here. Ladies, he's supposed to be telling us what he's got in his show. He comes in here every day and just waffles on, honestly.
Well, we just like to chat about the world in general, really. You know, just talk about various things that are going. Hey, it's the weekend, though, isn't it? We already for the weekend.
Yes. For that Friday feeling.
I've got a Friday feeling going on
I
today.
Have actually, yeah.
Great. So have you? What you got on this weekend, then? Are you working or are you just
Well, it's Valentine's, isn't it?
Yeah. You got your card? Yeah, you're going to get a card, sing. You reckon?
Well, no, I'm going up to the Royal Albert Hall on Saturday with my boyfriend, Bruce.
Nice.
Yes, Brucey Juicy. I'm going there with him.
Or even Juicy Brucey.
Or Juicy Brucey, yeah. Fit right in with the 50
Bruce,
Shades
of Grey. He's never going to live that down. His mates are listening right now. He's
spare
listening.
Anyone. I don't think he's listening anyway. But yes, I'm going to the Royal Albert Hall watching a Cirque
du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil,
that's really good.
Cousa or something. Yeah, so it looks amazing. The Royal Albert Hall, I've never been to.
Have you not? Oh, you'll be there one day.
Do you know?
Hopefully, they do.
I actually once ran away with a circus.
Did you?
Maybe bring it back, though. Yeah. Hey, come on.
The old ones are the old ones.
You're not running away tomorrow on Valentine's
Day. No. I've got a card or I've got a
You've
card.
You've got it sorted.
What about
flowers? Yeah. Candlelit bath.
Flowers. No, I mean, things are can't enough.
Getting me up on you now.
Chocolate,
I'm overdoing it a little bit. Have you noticed, though, everybody puts the prices of their flowers up? Yeah. Do you know when you can get the little flower? I mean,
Money grabbers.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't mind a florist doing that because, you know, proper florists make a bit of an effort, don't they? Obviously over Valentine's, their special bouquet. So a little bit more.
Expensive.
It's special. But you know when supermarkets make the same bog standard roses that they do all year round, suddenly they put a couple of quid on a bunch of roses. You think, hang on a minute.
It's ridiculous.
They were £8 last week. They're 10 now.
Yeah. Why is that?
That's not... No, that's dirty, isn't it?
No, it's a rip-off,
dirty
isn't
dealing.
It?
That's what it is.
When I was poorly, I had loads of bunch of flowers, so I did change the words to a very special song. Please don't bring me flowers. I haven't time to tend them. They sometimes don't get out of the box, and it costs so much to send them. I mean, literally.
I love that. Gosh, so everyone's going to sing today.
Nikki, I think
you
should
sing. I do like a bit of a sing, but
oh,
I can't agree with that.
No, just do a little bit.
You don't bring me flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. You've got to admire your arpeggio.
It's your turn now.
Arpeggio?
What does that mean, mate? I'll do a bit of folk for you. Ready?
Ready?
I've got to get this right. It was on the very 1st of June to Wembley I did roam. I did not have a ticket, so I had to stay at home. I loaded up with 10 snacks and several crates of beer.
I flung a toilet roll at next door's cat for atmosphere.
Oh my goodness!
That's an FA Cup song, apparently. Jasper Carrot.
Marvellous. I think he's completely just stolen our spotlight there.
I'm sorry.
Well, about the Feast of Saints.
I've been told in my ear now that travel is there. You're done, Tony.
Can I just say that Councillor Chris Walker is here? He is the Mayor of Southend. He is my Friday guest. If I don't at least mention he's coming up, he's going to be sat there going, "Well, what am I coming for? What is the, I'm coming here for the coffee, that's for sure. You try BBC coffee, blimey."
So good. The Mayor of Southend is here.
Wow. And also, you can see as well as hear the show, because I went to Audley End to the Victorian Kitchens there. Have you been down Audley End?
No.
Beautiful. Oh,
amazing.
Yeah, nice little train. It's gorgeous. Have you been on the little train?
I wanted to have a go, but they closed it for the winter, which was a bit of a shame. But they're opening it up again for
the
summer.
Yes,
but you're going to be able to see me preparing a proper traditional dish from 1881 in the kitchen, so you can see it as well as hear it.
Marvellous.
Just after 3 o'clock today.
Wow. Thank you. If we ever get there. Lordy, lordy. Essex Travel. What is he like? Get out! Go! It's Sadie Nine and her Loud Women. My Loud Women today are...
Nikki Bannerman.
And...
Leanne Jarvis.
And we're going to reiterate the website where you can go and get your tickets in just a moment. But first of all, Nikki, now what are you up to at the moment?
What am I up to? Well, I'm actually looking for interesting women's stories for some podcasts that I'm going to be broadcasting. And if anyone's got any, do get in touch. It's really sort of triumph over adversity, lives that have dramatically changed, things that women would be interested to hear about. So I'd love to hear about those.
And when do they send them? What do they do?
Just literally look me up online, Nikki Bannerman, and just pop us an email. That would be great.
And that's N-I-K-K-I,
C-K-I.
Isn't it?
C-K-I. Yes, Bannerman, no relation to Graham.
No, but
we might be, because there's lots of clans in Scotland,
but don't think about that. So Nikki, N-I-C-K-I.
Yes, Bannerman.
And check you out on that and send through any ideas.
Send through any ideas for people that would like to be interviewed for a mini documentary podcast.
Oh, so it's a foreign interview as well. They don't have to write it, it's for an interview.
Yeah, I'll interview them.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah. Oh, we love Nikki's voice. She's got a good voice. A lovely voice. Thank you. It's very soothing. Yeah, well, that's
like David Attenborough, but a female version.
Oh, bless you. Well, I love your singing. There you are. We're doing a little bit of a duo.
Notice she didn't say, "I love your voice." But anyway.
I said, good Essex girl.
I am teasing. On the text, we've got one here. Hi, Sadie. A lot is being made of this 50 Shades of Grey, but I would not see the film or read the books. If they want to swing from the light, they can, as long as they don't swing from mine.
Each to their own.
Well, whoever. But let's give a mention out of that website again, where we can get these tickets for you.
Yes, it's GodspellInConcert.com. That's GodspellInConcert.com. And I have just had a text actually from my agent, Sadie.
Oh, have you?
From Warren. Yeah, this is Top Talent Agency. And he's put, "Of course you can sing with Sadie. Go. You have our permission. Lol."
Okay.
And then he's put, "Warren, Top Talent. Maybe we can sign Sadie too."
You've passed the audition.
You have the audition there.
Oh,
there we go.
And I'll interview you. Then we've got a game.
We've got the whole thing then, haven't we?
My one-woman show is coming back this year.
I'm definitely putting it back on the stage this year, because I had to put it aside because of all my health business. But I'm back now.
I was going to say, can I come and sing? But it's a one-woman show, so it'd be...
No, it's her show.
Exactly. No.
I take that away from the one-woman show.
I don't allow young, pretty females to join me on that show at all. They're not allowed in. In fact, Al does a bit, though. He's wormed his way in.
Has he? Yeah, he's in there.
Well, he's so funny. I just had to bring him in. So wait for news on that. But thank you so much. You've been fantastic.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Thank you.
You've had a great time.
And Valentine's, what are we up to tomorrow?
Oh, well, we actually had to have Valentine's early because it's the Six Nations tomorrow, so he's going to that. So we brought it forward to today. He's going to it, but we had to bring it forward to today.
Yeah,
and then I've come here, so we had it yesterday.
Where is Six Nations tomorrow?
At Twickenham tomorrow. Exciting.
Oh, how exciting! I will be at the pub for that. And what about you, Leanne? What are you doing for Valentine's?
I'm going to the Royal Albert Hall tomorrow.
Of course you are.
Yes. To watch the Cirque du Soleil.
Don't let all the Essex girls down, for goodness sake, will you, Leanne?
It's going to be brilliant. I can't wait to watch it.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be celebrating. I found an agent at last.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing on Valentine's, Sadie?
Oh, well, yes. Watching rugby watching at a pub, probably.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Do you know, if it's out on DVD, I might get that and let Al go off the pub. Yeah. You've been fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you to my producer, Jack Warren, who's put up with us today.
Yep. Yes.
Thank you, Rob Jelly. Look at that face from Jack. It's like, yeah, all right. Yeah, get on with it. For goodness sake, just hit the news on time. It'll be the first time. Anyway, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Sadie,
you look amazing as well, by the way.
She does.
She's looking great.
So glad you're feeling better.
I'm feeling so good now, yeah. I'm going to have a little rest soon.
Good luck with the tour.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, we've said so many thank yous now.
I know.
We're all lovely.
We're so British, aren't we?
We should be called lovely women.
I'm bored with it. I don't know if you are.
I say sorry way too much.
Sorry,
I'm not sorry, I mean thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, thank you.
Sorry, ladies.
Sorry, thank you.